episode and my first podcast, and I just wanted to do an intro so that whoever listens to this might know who I am or a little bit about me. And this podcast is really just my story, and I just want to record it so that I can refer back to it, but also if there's anybody out there with a similar story or experiences that you can have someone to relate to. I'm by no means an expert at anything. I just wanted to do this for me and my personal journey, so my name is Jay, and I live in Wisconsin. I'm 33 years old, and I'm Southeast Asian. For work, I am a hairstylist, so I own my own business, but it's just me. I rent a suite out, and I also will be starting as an instructor at the technical college next week. So that's like kind of like my lifestyle. I'm in the beauty industry. I love what I do. I'm a very positive and happy person. But I guess I also don't deal with my issues, and this is my way of dealing with it. So, let's see. I guess I just want to give a background of my upbringing to get a better understanding of where I come from. But I am the oldest of six kids. Like I said, we're Southeast Asian, so that means lots of rice, meat and greens, and peppers, hot chili peppers, are very much a part of my diet. Growing up, wasn't really taught nutrition by any means. We just ate what my parents have always known to eat when they lived in Laos or Thailand. So basically rice with every single meal, lots of stir fries or boiled type things, and we did eat a lot of weird things, like not weird to us, but you know, we did eat a lot of organs. We made like minced organs. I didn't personally eat chicken blood, but I saw it around, so that doesn't freak me out. I've held onto chickens that were being killed. Like, I've been around it, like, from the beginning of a process, so those things are normal to me. And we didn't have a lot of fast food, but once in a while, as a treat, we would. My dad used to work at Burger King when I was growing up, his part-time job. So Whoppers were something we loved. So I never really got that nutritional education growing up. My parents didn't either, you know? So, lots of snacking, you know, like our family. I feel like I was the only one, me and my dad, were overweight, but everybody else was, like, thin. And then, in high school is when I started having more issues. I noticed that I was gaining weight really easily. I wasn't getting my period regularly. I was also forming skin tags, as well as these big painful lumps in my armpits. And then after a few years, I started getting them in my groin. Like, I knew it wasn't like herpes or anything because I was like not sexually active, but I didn't know what it was. I actually thought it was just because, you know, like skin rubbing against each other or whatever. And then in college, it got worse. For the first 2 years of college, I did lose weight, so I was okay. But once I started gaining weight, I started getting more painful lumps. And I just kind of lived with it and then never wore like revealing clothes. And then fast forward to 2014, I actually found out what it was called, and I'm probably gonna butcher the name because we all kind of do. Hidradenitis suppurativa. It's a chronic skin condition featuring lumps in places such as the armpits or groin. And it's inflammation and infection of sweat glands. I know a lot of doctors have misdiagnosed me or not really given me much help with it. But finding out what that was led me to paleo and the GAPS diet because it was considered an autoimmune disorder. So I started cutting things out of my diet. That's when I became very like focused on trying to heal, but then I would go through periods of time where I didn't care and I just ate whatever I wanted. But I'd bloom up so easy because of my PCOS and like joint pain and just being on my feet all day and using my arms for work. I just needed a change. So that's kind of where I am today. I did keto 2 years ago in 2017. I started and did it for, I would say, like kind of like dirty keto for like 6 months, and I was able to drop 20 pounds and got like pretty good results. And then as soon as the holidays hit, it was over. Like, I just was never able to get back on. So then I started getting back the weight, so I probably gained almost 15 to 20 pounds back. And now I started my journey again, but this time with more conviction because I've done the research, I've listened to plenty of books, podcasts, really paying attention to the why, and that allows me to stay on track. When I know the why behind things, then it helps me. So as of October 1st, I started eating carnivore. And I can't believe how amazing I feel. Like, better than keto. Better. Just, I was keto for a week or two before I started carnivore because I needed to cut the sugar and everything, so that part was already like done and over with. But once I started carnivore, I noticed even more benefits. I am hopping out of bed with excitement to start my day, and I feel rested. Like, I don't need that much sleep either. I think I can pretty much run on 6 hours of sleep. I'm definitely more excited, more energetic, more happy, and I'm not bloated, so my clothes are fitting way better. I was able to fit into the skirt I bought and didn't try on, and it didn't fit me, but I couldn't return it because I bought it in New York. I was able to button that yesterday, so that's a huge accomplishment. And finally got my period back after not having it for almost 60 days. And then, what else? My skin looks glowy. My healing of my underarms, that's really the only place I have in my left armpit, is constantly open. And it seems like it's healing now. So we're going to give it time because things don't happen overnight. And then, weight-wise, I've lost about 10 pounds now. 10 pounds. And at least 2 inches off the waist. And yeah, so that's kind of where I am right now. I'm coming up to the end of my third week, and I just started a challenge called Carnivore 75 Hard. And this is with Nutrition with Judy, and I just randomly came upon her video that she did with Dr. Saladino, and I just happened to see the hashtag on Instagram. So then I decided to I actually saw it the day it started, so it's perfect. It's what I need to motivate me and have a community that I don't have in real life. So yeah, I'm going to be recording a podcast for 75 days straight, just recording my everyday activities, and then also how I'm feeling, what I'm learning, different challenges, and that will start today with this podcast. That started today, and then yesterday is when the challenge started, so I am probably going to record January 1st. And with my results, and I can't wait to see the possibilities, and I really hope I don't give up, because I kind of give up all the time, I've never really accomplished a weight loss goal or a health goal. The only thing I find myself accomplishing are career goals. Because, in that area, I do well, but in my health and wellness, not so good. So, this is my way of keeping myself accountable. But yeah, that's it for today. I will see you, or talk to you, or whatever, on my next podcast, and you can follow me on my Instagram at Fat Funky Fresh, all with a PH. And that's it. Goodbye.